This is a recording of the Ernesto Saldana teleconference with Preschool California for Tuesday, February 21st, 2012, at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Excuse me, everyone. We now have speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines is in a listen-only mode. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ernesto Saldana.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ernesto Saldana with Preschool California. I want to welcome everybody to our TK Monthly Call today. What is our date today? Our date is February 21st. So we have a full lineup of today. We'll start off after our welcome. We'll have some information from our policy update from Scott Moore, our senior policy advisor. He will share updated information about the governor's trader bill and its effect in this discussion around transitional kindergarten. We will then have a communications update from Diana Chun, our communications and online advocacy associate, who provides some communications update information. And then we have our featured guests who will provide transitional kindergarten alignment information. We have Cecilia Fisher-Doms from CDE, as well as Osnat Sood from WestEd. So they will be talking about transitional kindergarten alignment with the Preschool Learning Foundations, along with the kindergarten standards. So we have a great conversation up ahead of us. I just want to go ahead and just preface everybody. If you do have questions, please email them to my colleague, Araceli Sandoval, as always. And her email is asandoval@preschoolcalifornia.org. That's asandoval@preschoolcalifornia.org. Just send your emails, your questions to Araceli, and we will make sure we take any and all questions that we can ask during the last 10 to 15 minutes of our conversation. So, excellent. So, without further ado, so folks, you had on your agenda that Chris Reif was going to be from CDE, was going to share some information on CDE advice on TK implementation. Unfortunately, regrettably, Chris won't be able to join us on this call today. He's fulfilling his civic duty of jury duty today. So, unfortunately, he will not be able to be on the call today, but our senior policy advisor, Scott Moore, will be sharing some information that will be helpful along that theme. I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Scott Moore. Scott, can you provide us a policy update?
Absolutely. Thank you, Ernesto, and good afternoon, everybody. First, let me go ahead and read a statement by State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tom Trochin, in the Department of Education, which is actually, this statement is directly from the FAQ on transitional kindergarten that you can find on CDE's website, so some of you may have already seen this, but it helps to inform where the Department of Education is advising school districts and local education agencies around their work on implementation of transitional kindergarten. The statement simply reads, "The California Department of Education and State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Torlakson fully support the transitional kindergarten program. Unless current law changes, the CDE continues to move forward with the transitional kindergarten implementation plan for the 2012-13 school year." So, you know, as anyone can gather from that statement, you know, we're CDE, as well as many districts in the state, well over 100 that we've identified through the media, are moving ahead, full steam ahead, according to the law, which is, in this case, Senate Bill 1381. Wanted to provide folks with an update in terms of where the legislature is on the governor's proposal to eliminate transitional kindergarten. I think since the last call, there have been two hearings, one in the Assembly with their full budget committee, and then one in the Senate. And their full budget committee. And just so folks know, transitional kindergarten was discussed in both hearings, even though it wasn't on either agenda, actually. It was something that assembly members and senators felt strongly enough to bring up, despite not being on the agenda. And on January 31st, the assembly full budget hearing, Assemblywoman Susan Bonilla and Assemblywoman Julia Brownlee, who respectively are the chair of the chair of the Assembly Budget Subcommittee on Education, and then Ms. Brownlee is chair of the Assembly Committee on Education, the Policy Committee, both spoke out in opposition to the transitional kindergarten cut and voice their great concern. And then on February 16th, the Senate had a second hearing of their full budget committee, and again transitional kindergarten came up, and this time joining Senator Joe Simidian in vocal opposition to the transitional kindergarten cut. Recommendation from the Brown administration was Senator Alan Lowenthal, who is the chair of the Senate Education Committee, so that policy committee. And he came out with a very strong statement that this proposal, as well as some of the others that have major policy implications, ought to go before not only the Budget Committee, but also the policy committees in both the Assembly and the Senate. And so that may be something that we see happen in the near future. In terms of what else we've learned, the Department of Finance, through questioning in these hearings, have provided some greater clarity in terms of their intent with the trailer bill language. For those of you who don't haven't been updated on this, the trailer bill language has basically made it clear that the primary purpose that the administration has in making this proposal to eliminate transitional kindergarten really is to offer local flexibility around implementing it. It's not so much the savings, and in fact, in the February 16th hearing, the Department of Finance said that they've revised their savings estimate to be half of what it was. And of course, we would question whether there are any savings at all. But what is clear is that both Senate Bill 1381 and the Department of Finance and the proposal that they have in their trailer bill language, both would provide a full year's of ADA funding for the TK eligible children, those fall birthday kids, for a year of kindergarten. And that can either be a one-year kindergarten program or a two-year kindergarten program. Now, under the governor's proposal, there would need to be waivers, and there would need to be an early admission waiver, as well as a continuance waiver like the one we use now for programs like transitional kindergarten. But both of them would fund the full years of ADA for that. And no one, to my knowledge, is disputing that point. So I know that that's really critical for districts out there that are saying, you know what, we really want to do transitional kindergarten. We're going to do it unless they say we're not going to get, funded for it. We're now at a point where the administration has clarified the proposal, changed the proposal to reflect really the tremendous outcry that we've seen in over 500 media articles throughout the state to allow school districts, if they choose, to serve children in transitional kindergarten or programs like that and receive a full year's worth of ADA funding. So that's pretty much the update that I wanted to provide for folks, and I'll be staying on the call and happy to answer any questions later.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. So we'll go ahead, Scott, and so you'll be on the entire call, right, Scott?
Yes, that's right.
Perfect. Thank you, Scott. So we're going to go ahead and transition over to my colleague, Diana Chun, who's going to provide us with a communications and resource update regarding transitional kindergarten. Diana, can you go ahead and share that information?
Sure. Thanks, Ernesto, and hello, everyone. So our Save Kindergarten website has really become the hub for all of our TK Defense communications work and updates. The address for that, again, is www.preschoolcalifornia.org/savekindergarten. And I wanted to highlight for all of you a few features and new additions. First, we've created an online advocacy alert, which is a really simple way for you to use our template letter that we've created. You can personalize it if you choose. You just have to click on it once, and it will be sent to your state legislators. You can find it on our Save Kindergarten website page under the header Join Preschool California in Saving Kindergarten. There's a large purple button that says Your Voice Matters. You just click this, and it's really simple to use, and we hope that you share this with others and encourage them to use this as well. Another new feature that we're also excited about is a resource from the California State PTA, a 1 million member group, who put out a position brief this month opposing the proposal to eliminate funding for transitional kindergarten. You can see the entire brief on our website under our resources at the bottom of our state kindergarten page. It's the very first resource listed. As groups like PTA continue to join us in this campaign, we've compiled a list of supporters that continues to grow each day, and their support letters are listed on our website as well. And we also are continuing to add press releases highlighting the many voices opposing the transitional kindergarten cuts. These include kindergarten teachers, California Federation of Teachers, superintendents, families, and many more. We also, as we go through the media and through our field outreach, have been noticing schools that are moving forward or pausing their plans. And so we've created this map, which we've been frequently updating, that features in green all of the school districts moving forward and in yellow all of the school districts pausing. This can be found as well in our Join Preschool California and Saving Kindergarten section. There's a small image, and you can click to enlarge it and see if your school district is moving forward. We'll be continuing to update this regularly, so please check back on that.
Diana, can you do me a favor? It's a little bit hard to hear you. Can you speak a little bit louder? I'm sorry.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
There you go. Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your headphones, sorry. And do you need me to repeat anything of that?
No, let's go where you're at now.
Okay. And finally, we are very excited to see all of the continuing media coverage of TK this month, which is all featured on the lower left side of our Save Kindergarten page. We continue to update this every day. So in particular, we're really glad to see a San Jose Mercury News editorial called Don't Cut Funding for Kindergarten Preschool. This strongly opposes both cuts to transitional kindergarten and child development. We also have a Sacramento Bee article called Transitional Kindergarten State is in California is Still Up in the Air. It's about the chaos and uncertainty families are facing due to the governor's proposal. In the L.A. area, after our very successful Long Beach family rally, we've generated a lot of coverage, including a story in the L.A. Times, so be sure to check that out. In Fresno, we've also seen very positive coverage, including a Fresno Bee editorial generated by Fresno Unified Superintendent Mike Hansen and his support for transitional kindergarten, as well as a visit to a TK classroom. And finally, in San Francisco, we've been seeing news stories talking about how parents are fighting to save TK after the district announced it would not be offering it. Again, our website is constantly being updated, so please keep visiting it and keep joining and encouraging others to visit it as well. And if you have any suggestions for anything you'd like us to feature, please feel free to share that with us. And if you would like to be listed as a supporter with the other groups, that would be great too. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. I really appreciate that update. So, folks, as Diana mentioned, we were really fortunate to be able to connect with Long Beach Unified School District to hold a family rally to support TK to Save Kindergarten. That was a really successful event, as Diana mentioned. So we're really happy about how that process went and obviously to continue the momentum and the pressure about the effort here. So I just want to remind folks again to email any and all questions you may have to Araceli Sandoval at asandoval@preschoolcalifornia.org, asandoval@preschoolcalifornia.org. So we're going to go ahead and move forward with our conversation regarding transitional kindergarten alignment. We have two speakers who will be presenting on this. We have first Cecilia Fisher-Doms and Osnat Sood. Cecilia is administrator of the Quality Improvement Office for the Department of Education's Child Development Division. Prior to this, she was a child development consultant in the CDD policy office for 8 years. She's been involved in education for over 25 years. We also have Osnat Sood. She's a senior program associate at the Center for Child and Family Studies at WestEd. She has served as a lead researcher and author for the California Preschool Foundation in the domains of science and for the state's preschool curriculum framework in the area of mathematics and science domains. So this is a great conversation, really exciting information they'll be presenting and looking at the preschool learning foundations and the kindergarten standards and seeing where there's alignment or bridging that we can look forward to regarding transitional kindergarten. Cecilia, will you be going first?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ernesto. Good afternoon, and I'm just going to give a little bit of a background for about the alignment document and where we stand with getting it released. Over a year ago, we had received a number of concerns about where our preschool foundations were in relationship to the National Common Core and how well they were aligned. And so we were looking into that. We also had questions from our colleagues with Head Start with how our preschool foundations aligned with the Head Start child outcomes framework. And so we engaged our colleagues at West Ed to review our infant toddler foundations, preschool foundations, and look at their alignment with the National Common Core as well as California's content standards, because that's we have the domains that were done coordinate with the kindergarten standards. And in doing that work, we wanted to confirm whether we did or did not have alignment, and from when OSNOT goes forth, you'll see that actually we stand in very good stead, which is what we presumed, but now we have it actually documented. In doing this work, we had intended for it to be the culminating chapter of our Preschool Learning Foundations, Volume 3, would talk about that alignment. But likewise, in doing that work, it became so extensive that it really was more than just an additional chapter. So we've made a decision to post it separately as its own document on our website, and then do a summary of this alignment work in our third volume of the Preschool Foundations. So in terms of that work, the content work, the development work has been completed, but because we're talking about posting it and including it in other documents, it also had to go through our review process through Department of Education CDE Press, and it's going through that review close to the end, and my latest word was was that we hope to have it posted by April 1st. Not to make a fool of anything, but what's interesting is we had initially planned to have that posted before Christmas, and just the timing and everything has delayed that process. But we do want to have it out so that it can inform our work, particularly with our transitional kindergarten teachers and principals and so on, to note that what we're saying about the knowledge and skills that children would express at 60 months would be very informative and actually be indicative of the progress that they will make to the kindergarten standards because they're aligned. So that's our where we're going with it. But then now for the details about how it specifically aligns, I will hand it off to OSNOT Zur. So OSNOT.
Hi, thank you, Cecilia. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So, as Cecilia has mentioned, the goal for the document was to show the alignment between the preschool foundations and other documents that are critical and relevant in the field. Some of them have to do with younger children, like the Infant Toddler Foundation. Others have to do with kindergarten, like the California Content Standards and the Common Core Standards. And the framework, the Child Development and Early Learning Framework for Head Start, it has to do with just the same age range, 3 to 5 years old. So what I've provided is a handout that I don't know if everyone has, but if not, don't worry, because the first slides in the presentation cover that same content. That was just for your convenience to have an overview of this whole document in one page and the actual presentation. So what I think I'll do is I'll start with an overview of the document, what's in this document, how it is organized. And then I would focus, given the interest of this particular group, I would focus on the alignment with the Common Core state standards. We'll do it for the domain of language and literacy. If we have time, we'll transition also to math, but I doubt that. But at least going to the Council for Language and Literacy Alignment.
Hello, Oscar. There might be some interference with your line a little bit.
I hope not.
I can hear you. You were fading. There was some electronic background noise that was muffling your voice, but now we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, perfectly. Thank you.
Okay, let's
see. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah. Hold on 1 second. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, now we can hear you clearly.
It's funny. It's two spots in the room, and each has its own reception.
There we go. Thank you.
So we'll start with an overview of what's in the document. And first of all, the name for the document is Making Connections and Alignment of the California Preschool Learning Foundations with Key Early Education Resources, as I've mentioned. And then the subtitle goes into more details on what key resources we're talking about. So it's a comprehensive look at the alignment with California's Infant Toddler Learning and Development Foundation, kindergarten content standards, these are the K-12 content standards, kindergarten Common Core standards, and the Head Start Child Development and Early Learning Framework. The alignment starts with an introduction chapter, and I think particularly in this document, the introduction is very important in understanding the alignment later on as you go through the different sections, because different factors play a role in understanding the alignment, and it's very important that people come to the alignment chapters with some understanding of what these documents are about, what was the context in which they were developed, how they are being organized, what are some of the key characteristics of early learning and development. And then the introduction also talked about alignment across domains.
Hello, Asna?
Yes.
We lost you. Oh, sorry. I thought we lost you.
Oh, no. So as you'll see in the introduction, there is more information of what is the goal for each of these documents, in what context they were developed. The target age, for example, for infant toddlers, we're talking about children at around 8 months of age, 18 months of age, and 36 months of age. The preschool foundations, as you know, are for 48 and 60 months children, and the Head Start is from 2 to 5. In terms of the organizational structure, all of the documents are organized by domains. But again, the number of domains for each document is different. For the Common Core, there are two main domains. One has to do with English language arts and literacy. The other one has to do with math. For the preschool foundations, we have 9 different domains. And for the K-12 content standard, we have 8 different domains. So the work of the alignment was really about taking all of this information in the 9 domains at the preschool foundations and looking at how they're being aligned with those foundations for infant toddler that are organized in 4 domains, with those 8 domains in the K-12 standard that are organized in 8 different domains, those standards, and then how the 2 domains, in particular the math and the language and literacy, how the foundations, the preschool foundations in these domains are aligned with the Common Core state standards. The introduction also points to some critical points with respect to the differences among the age groups and what should be the expectations, given that the foundations were written for different age groups, how these affect the alignment and how people should interpret the alignment when taking that into consideration. So, right after the introduction, what the document includes is an alignment chapter.
Asna, we're losing you again.
Can you hear me now?
You're still muffled electronically there. The reception didn't sound good. We can hear you a little bit better there.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm not moving, so it's weird. Uh-huh. So for each of the nine domains in the foundations, social-emotional development, language and literacy, English language development, mathematics, visual and performing arts, physical development, health, history, social science, and science, these are the nine domains, for each of the foundations, with the K-12 content standard, so kindergarten content standard within that section, for this particular domain, and for the Common Core state standards, we have embedded within the alignment for language and literacy and math, a section just with respect to the Common Core, because keep in mind, Common Core is only two main domains. So when we have those sections for each of the domains, alignment under the preschool, we embedded within these two domains also the alignment, a separate section with the alignment with the Common Core. So that's the, after the introduction, that's the main section for the alignment with respect to each particular domain area. This is for the nine domains. And then the very last section in the alignment document is the one that has to do with the alignment with the Head Start Child Development and Early Learning Framework, which again takes each and every one of the nine domains in the preschool foundations, and this time it's in alignment with the 11 different domains in the Head Start framework. So this is a whole different section in addition to the one where the preschool foundations are aligned with infant, toddler, and kindergarten standards. And then with respect to the format, what you'll see as you look into the document, for each of the alignment sections, there is, within each domain, there is a visual that illustrates how the preschool foundations align with the infant toddler and with the kindergarten. So in a way, it gives you the whole developmental continuum with the preschool foundations in the middle and what infant toddler foundations that precede them are aligned with those preschool foundations, and then what standards in the kindergarten standards for this domain align with those foundations. So there's a visual to illustrate that. There is also a table that actually presents the alignment of the specific foundations with specific case standards. So if the visual is more at a strand level, more generally, how alignment is done across different areas within that domain.
We're losing you a little bit again. That sounded a little bit clear right there.
The table presents more the specifics.
Okay.
Is it okay, Ernesto?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
Oh, good. And then in addition to having the visual and the table, there is a narrative. These are not very long narratives. They are pretty concise, and these are just to highlight specific points from the visual and from the table that each domain has in addition to these two components. So this is generally on what the alignment document includes, going from the introduction to the actual alignment with the K standards and the infant toddler learning and development foundation, and then finally a section of the alignment with the Head Start. This is with respect to the content and the format in which we use to illustrate that alignment. And then what I think I'll do, let's see, we have how many?
Yes, I'm sorry, we're losing you a little bit again. There we go.
We have about 10 minutes. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. It comes in and out. It might be what's around the office or someone maybe nearby you, but yeah, I'm sure you're standing still, but now I can hear you. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No.
And then we have 10 minutes to kind of look through the alignment, particularly for the language and literacy domain with the Common Core state standards in this domain. So as we look through the presentation. I'm in slide 7, if it helps people who are listening to me while watching the presentation. So now we are transitioning to the alignment of the California Preschool Learning Foundations with the Common Core state standards. So again, the preschool foundations, keep in mind that they were created when the K-12 standards were already in place. They were also created when the infant toddlers were already in place. So in a way, they were influenced by both, by the framework that existed for the organization, the domains, the different domains in the K-12 standards, but also with the terminology and the approach that took place in the infant toddler foundations. And the goal was to develop foundations or expectations for children at the age of 48 months and 60 months. And as I mentioned earlier, they cover 9 developmental domains. And they were issued in 3 different volumes. The first one is Volume 1 with Social-Emotional Development, Foundations in Language and Literacy, Foundations in English Language Development, and in Mathematics. The second volume includes Visual and Performing Arts, Physical Development, and Health, and this is that has been released. And the third volume, which is going to final editing, is the Foundations for History, Social Science, and Science. Now, the Common Core were released recently. We have them over a year, around maybe a year or more. And the goal there was to have clear and consistent goals for learning and generally to prepare American students for success in college and work. And as we know, the National Governor Association Center for Best Practices.
Hello, Asna, we're losing you again.
And the Council, Chief State School Officer, sponsored the development of the Common Core State Standards.
There you go, we can hear you again.
Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
The standards are for every grade level, from K to 12. And as I've mentioned earlier, they include 2 main domains, English language arts and literacy in history, social studies, science, and technical subjects, and mathematics. So what does the alignment do? The alignment really tries to draw the connection between the preschool learning foundations and the Common Core standards in these 2 domains in which they correspond. The 2 domains corresponding to these Common Core standards domains are language and literacy and mathematics. And again, as I've mentioned with respect to the introduction, there are several aspects to consider in reviewing the alignment. First of all, the organization of the 2 resources. Each of the documents group standards or foundations into domains, and the standards and foundations are organized in key content areas. So in the foundations, these are trends. In the Common Core standards, these are end core areas. We also want to consider key characteristics of early learning and development. There are differences among age periods. Each of the 3 age periods, infant, toddler, preschool, and kindergarten, is distinct. And we have to keep in mind that the preschool foundations and the kindergarten Common Core standards were written for children at different age periods as well. So as we look at the foundation and the standards, we expect to see these developmental differences. There is also differentiation of competencies as children learn and develop. Some developments reflect continuous growth with quantitative change over time, like vocabulary growth. What we see in preschool grows even more in kindergarten. However, other developments result in qualitative changes and the emergence of new competencies. For example, the ability to write is at a very different qualitatively different level at kindergarten than in preschool. So many of the competencies described at the preschool level become much more differentiated and lead to more specific competencies at the kindergarten level. Now, with that background in mind, I would like us to transition to the actual alignment between the Common Core Standards and the preschool foundations in the domain of language and literacy. One noticeable difference between the two domains is that in the Common Core, we see a much more integrated picture of English language arts and literacy than in what we have either in the K-12 standards or at the preschool level. So rather than isolating English language arts as a distinct subject, the Common Core standards have a domain called English language arts and literacy in history, social studies, in science, technical subjects. So it's a much more comprehensive domain. Yet the components, as you'll see, within each of these, whether it's the Common Core or the preschool foundations, are very much the same core components of language and literacy development. So if, when we look at the strand level, the preschool learning foundations and the Common Core state standards are organized according to the same basic categories: listening and speaking, reading and writing. These are the main strands. Now, the Common Core state standards also include a strand identified as language standards. But these include standards for grammar and vocabulary, which are covered under listening and speaking in the preschool foundations. So even though it seems on surface that the Common Core has this extra area, the content in that area is covered in the preschool foundation, just is organized differently. So when we look at the alignment at the strand level, again, for preschool foundations, there are three main strands, right? Listening and speaking, reading and writing. For listening and speaking in the preschool foundations, the Common Core standards in the kindergarten level are speaking and listening and language arts. These are the two that map to, using, to listening and speaking in the preschool foundations. For reading, now notice the differentiation. What the preschool foundations has as reading is now being differentiated into reading standards for literature, reading standards for informational text, and reading standards, just foundational skills, like phonological awareness and letters. And then writing is aligned with writing standards. So this is more straightforward.
Hello, Asna. I just want to let you know you have about 2 minutes before we start taking Q&A. Does that work?
Yeah, I will summarize here just the alignment at the strand level with listening and speaking, reading and writing being aligned to each of the areas in the Common Core. And then I will walk you quickly through the substrand level to give you a flavor of what it's like when we look more specifically. So specifically, foundation is trend of movement standards in substrand, sorry, and specific Common Core state standards are organized according to key areas or overarching ENCORE standards. So the alignment then, when we as we go deeper, aligns the substrands in the preschool foundations with the Common Core ENCORE standards in the Common Core standards. So what we see if we look just at listening and speaking as a substrand, the areas under listening and speaking are language use and convention, vocabulary, and grammar in the preschool foundation. So again, language use and conventions, vocabulary, and grammar. These are the three substrands. And for each of these three substrands, there is one or more areas in the Common Core case standards in the content. So, for example, the language use and conventions is aligned with comprehension and collaboration and with presentation of knowledge and ideas. Again, speaking and listening. For vocabulary, the alignment is with language standards, vocabulary acquisition, and use. For grammar, there is language standards, conventions of standard English. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that not only that there is an alignment between the strands, the big areas in the preschool foundations, and the main areas in the Common Core standards for language and literacy, even when we look within each strand, within each area, into the substrands or the ENCORE standards, we see a straightforward alignment between the foundations and the common core for each and every single strand. What we see, though, of course, and as expected, given the difference in age, is that the common core standards go into more details and bring sometimes qualitatively different skills than we expect preschool children to have, given that now they are in kindergarten and the expectations are different with where they are developmentally. I think I'll stop here. The presentation you have takes you to those other substrands in the language and literacy domain and shows the alignment throughout and then has some summary at the very end.
Thank you, Asnat. And we have questions kind of sprinkled across the different speakers, so I'm going to be asking folks at different times. I'll prompt your name or I'll prompt a couple of names of folks who the questions are mostly directed to. So thank you, Asnat, and please stay on the line because I know we have a couple questions here regarding the alignment work that you discussed. Thank you very much for your presentation, and Cecilia. So, Scott, there's a couple questions that folks have. Scott, can you hear me?
Yes.
So there's a couple questions folks have. They would like to see if you can give, you know, clarify the language in the trainer bill once again.
Sure.
Would it allow all four-year-olds who turn five during the school year to be eligible for ADA at the beginning of the year? And then the second part of this question they ask, do you anticipate this will be changed and aligned with the existing law, only allowing children with a birthday September to December for ADA reimbursement?
So the first question is, would you be able to start collecting ADA from the beginning of the school year, according to the trailer bill language that the Department of Finance provided? And the answer to that is yes. In fact, interestingly enough, the way they wrote, changed the Ed Code, it would not only allow you to start collecting ADA at the beginning of the school year for those children that turn five in the months of September, October, and November, but it also would allow you to start collecting ADA at the beginning of the school year for children who turn five the months from January through till the end of June, because that's the end of the school year. So that's a bit of a wrinkle that I'm not sure was purposeful, because it potentially would increase the cost of TK from no new costs to multi-billions of dollars of new costs. But at any rate, that's the long answer to your short question. And then secondly, in terms of what I anticipate that Senate Bill 1381 will remain law, and that these changes that have been proposed will not occur.
Thank you, Scott. So one person asked a question, kind of similarly along the lines, but you know, the trader bill caused a lot of confusion. One piece is, if you could please clarify whether you mean only November birthdays or September, October, November birthdays regarding to those TK eligible students to receive funding.
Sure.
For them.
No, that's a great question. Because the law is phased in over 3 years, it only actually impacts the November birth dates this upcoming school year. So you know, the eligibility for ADA and for kindergarten does not change for those children born in September and in October. And that's just the way that Senate Bill 1381 phased in with the November birthday first, then October, then September. So that's why really we're, for this upcoming year, we're concerned with those children born in the month of November.
Got it. Thank you, Scott. There are a couple questions that folks asked as well regarding a map of, one specific question was if we can show people the map of districts that demonstrates which districts are implementing TK or are moving forward with their TK implementation plans for 2012. You can find that on the preschoolcalifornia.com/savekindergarten website. If you go onto that site, you scroll down a little bit, you'll be able to see that map. We will make sure we can send a, you know, we'll send a link to this. the Save Kindergarten website for folks after the call. Also, there's folks who are asking about an online advocacy letter. If you scroll down below the picture of the kids who are X'd out, you will see something that says Your Voice Matters, and it has a green little box. If you go down there, you click onto that, you'll be able to see a sample letter. Let's see. We have a question for Osnab and Cecilia.
Mm-hmm.
So folks are asking, what is your, you know, so seeing the pieces of the, you know, how the foundations and the different pieces align or connect to the kindergarten standards, what is the recommended professional development you suggest to kind of equip teachers with the, you know, the skills or the specifics to operationalize their curriculum and instructional strategies as outlined in this alignment overview?
Well, one thing I would point out is if at some point in time you look at whether you're talking actually kindergarten children or transitional kindergarten children, if you think of them getting to the end point of the kindergarten standards, I think it's beneficial to really understand, do they have the knowledge and skills described for the child at 48 months and at 60 months? If those precursors skills that they need are not in place, it's going to make it very challenging to move on and to successfully accomplish those standards that you expect for kindergarten. So within the transitional kindergarten realm, I think it's very important to really examine the preschool foundations to make sure that these knowledge and skills are really what the children are successful with before they enter then that could be the second year of kindergarten, so that they will have success. Now, we already have in place our California Preschool Instructional Network, which is charged with providing training on the preschool foundations as well as their companion curriculum framework. Those would be very helpful to sort of understand what those precursor skills are for that transitional kindergarten teacher, because in many cases, elementary educators don't necessarily have the child development background to really know what those skills are. So we would suggest working in conjunction with your the preschool network in your region to help to understand what those are. We do have the documents are available, and we're also hoping, as I said, that this alignment document will really help to assure principals as well as kindergarten teachers and transitional kindergarten teachers that really having a foundation in the foundations will really benefit their teaching, their instructional practice, their curriculum development, and so on. Because, as I said, if those skills are and knowledges are under a child's belt, they will see success when they move through to kindergarten.
Thank you, Cecilia. Another question for Cecilia and Osnat. Here we have this one. Are there considerations or recommendations on how dual language learners are supported throughout all the different domains?
Well, we certainly approach that from what we're doing in terms of child development, and we have a lot of support in terms of dual language development. We have the foundations that express that, as well as having supporting documents with the preschool English language learner guide. So we do have a lot of things to support. We would say the majority of our youngest children usually come in with a home language that is not English and therefore need to have that instructional support. And there have been a lot of work that I go back to developmentally appropriate practice, that if you're doing things that really are building on oral language development, on other ways to connect their home language with presumably the new language of English, that will support their further development. And we do have some materials. I know that they were developed for the preschool arena, but they could be very much assist our transitional kindergarten community and our kindergarten communities. And I use, for an example, the DVD, The World Full of Languages. Anyway, there are a number of things that I think would be supportive of those young students.
Including a section in the curriculum framework for EL, English language development.
Right, because in every domain, not just English language development, we look specifically at how you're doing that in terms of your English language learners.
Thank you. Got it. Thank you very much. Scott, we have a question for you.
Yes.
It seems we're getting a lot of emails regarding getting clarification about the SB 1381 and you know the trailer bill. So one question asked, and there's a couple of folks kind of asking similar questions, is if you can please once again clarify on SB 1381 your comment on the law remaining as is and no changes will occur.
Sure. Well, that's my political, crystal ball, looking at, the fact that there's not a lot of support for the governor's proposal in the legislature. The governor does not have the ability to what they call blue pencil or line item veto transitional kindergarten. The fact that, this proposal would take away the right of 125,000 children to kindergarten, and that would be seriously detrimental, especially for the low-income children, of which, nearly two-thirds of the children that would go to transitional kindergarten would be going to a Title I school, not to mention 40% are English learners. So I think that the legislature will look at that proposal, will consider the fact that just 2 years ago there was a very long debate over how best to serve these children. And that, this debate's been going on for 30 years, and there's a reason why only one bill made it out of either house of the legislature, let alone got to the governor's desk, let alone was signed into law. So a lot of these different proposals and ways of moving up the kindergarten entry date and then what to do with those children have been made in the past. In this case, this is a proposal very similar to one that Governor Pete Wilson back in the early 90s made, and I predict the same outcome, which is that it will remain a proposal.
Got it. It will remain a proposal, not be affected into law, and SB 1381 will be the standing law as it is now.
Yes.
Right? Got it. Thank you, Scott. Scott, we have another question here regarding... It says here on the trailer bill, it mentions about a case-by-case basis. Would all November birthdays be a case-by-case? Would all November birthdays be case-by-case acceptable?
That is determined by the school board for each district in terms of what on a case-by-case basis, how to determine what a child needs.
Got it.
If
TK or K is the right place for them, Scott? Is that what we're mentioning?
Well, I think the question is if the governor's proposal were to be adopted and you had to justify on a case-by-case basis whether a child should, who's underage should go to either a TK-type program or a kindergarten, a school district would need to show on a case-by-case basis, which means a form of some sort, why that child is in need of that program. This question was asked by Senator Smidian to Nick Schweitzer from the Department of Finance in terms to clarify. So does that mean that each child should be assessed in some way, and the senator was making the point that this is creating a lot of new bureaucracy, Nick made it clear, who knows what exactly would be required. It may not be much, but you know, there would need to be some kind of waiver. So I think that's something that would either be determined, if it were to become law, either by the Department of Education might clarify and provide some guidance, or each school board, you know, through board policies would have to decide how best to address that.
Thank you, Scott. Cecilia and Elsna, we have another question here. Can you, is it possible to give a concrete example or examples of what this alignment would look like in a TK classroom? How would this approach be different? How would this approach be different in a TK classroom? I guess you know what this how would it look like in a classroom? How this alignment would have, you know, any specific examples of what that would look like?
On my part, I tend to look at what the child would be expected to know at the 60 months, because in the TK classroom, we're presuming that these children are under 5 when they're starting that program, if that were the case. And so part of the question is we need to do things to help to move them to getting those knowledge and skills of that 60-month child, because we don't want to do you want to be sure that what you're doing is going to build on what that second year of experience in the traditional kindergarten is. So as Osnat presented, the foundations move you. You can see how for the kindergarten content standards, those become more explicit with more discrete knowledge skills. And so it's looking at what are those things that you can do developmentally appropriate in that year before traditional kindergarten that will support that kindergarten teacher when she or he receives that child for that second year of kindergarten. That's why I think you have to see both ends of the spectrum, where you're going in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do that year before you have that?
Okay.
And so that's why I think you really do need to look at what that, as I said, that 60 months are. But I think you need to be open that some children aren't maybe even at the 60 months. So you have to even look back to what were they supposed to do at 48 months. Depends on what the environment that the children had. So you have to make sure you have those foundational kinds of skills. So that's why I think it's very helpful to see that progression of development from the preschool to the kindergarten, and then to develop appropriate curriculum activities that will support, so that when they do arrive at the beginning of traditional kindergarten, they're ready to just explode with new learning experiences.
But I just want to reiterate what you said about every child is different, and they may be at different points as they enter the traditional kindergarten year. The advantage that these documents provide is really like milestones of where the child is or was at 48 months, at 60 months, and then the Common Core describes where we would like them to be at the end of kindergarten. Now, the teacher can look at the child and see where he stands in relation to these standards or foundations, and then based on the assessment, by observing the child and knowing the child and understanding where he falls with respect to these different areas, provide curriculum activities that will foster their development and bring them to a point where they are making progress in each of these areas.
Thank you. That's going to be the last question we'll take for the call. I want to thank all our speakers, Cecilia Fisher-Doms, Osnat Sur, our Preschool California team with Scott Moore and Diana Chun. I want to thank everybody who was on the call today. Thank you so much for this information. I know that's a lot of critical information. So we're providing information about what's going on legislative-wise, politically, what's going on regarding transitional kindergarten, the governor's trainer bill proposal. And as Scott mentioned, we feel cautiously optimistic that that SB 1381 will still be the law of the land, and TK will be in place as we continue with our advocacy efforts. And then as you heard Cecilia and Osnat share, kind of providing some information so districts can start looking at how do you look at this alignment with the learning foundations and kindergarten standards. So for those districts looking to move forward with their plans, we're hoping to provide that duality with every call to provide folks with information on how to move forward and get clarification politically up to date, as up to date as possible, what's going on in Sacramento regarding the legislation and the governor's proposals. So I want to thank everyone for being on this call. I just want to give one quick highlight that February 28th of this month, Fresno County Office of Education is hosting a TK Summit. Please visit their website at the Fresno County Office of Education. I believe it's a small fee of $39 to go to TK Summit. Fresno County Office of Ed does a great job with their partners there in the community to really demonstrate some high-quality TK examples for implementation. I know Wilma Hashimoto and her team would really like to see you all there. Also, our next TK call is going to be March 20th, Tuesday, once again at 3 p.m. So March 20th, Tuesday at 3 p.m., please hold that on your calendars. Want to also thank our colleagues, Lisa Kaufman from the Santa Clara County Office of Ed and Wilma Hashimoto from the Fresno County Office of Ed, for their great insight in developing these different TK monthly sequence agendas. I also want to thank our Preschool California team of Araceli Sandoval, Kendall Chapasi Parker, and Meredith Gonzalez for their work on building this agenda for today's call. I want to thank everybody for joining this call, and we look forward to hearing you and connecting with you on March 20th. And if you have any questions, folks, in the interim, if we have not got to your questions, please feel free to email myself at esaldana, that's E-S-A-L-D-A-N-A, at preschoolcalifornia.org, or you can email Araceli, and we will make sure we'll do our best to answer your question as soon as possible. Thank you very much, and you have a great week. Goodbye.